Penalizing bad behavior using markets also may work well to encourage adoption of more sustainable practices. Examples include waste disposal or cleanup fees levied on those that make dirty products, and this makes them more expensive to consume and produce compared to cleaner products. This links to the polluter pays principle we discussed earlier in this class. Regulations are usually required to get this to happen, since, as you've learned, environmental pollution in the past has been treated as an externality. Another concept gaining more and more traction is the carbon tax. This would charge a tax on the CO2 emissions produced by a product. $50 per ton is a number that's been bandied about. From the supply side, this means that carbon-intensive goods and services would cost more to produce. And from the supply side, it means that it would cost more to consume carbon-intensive goods and services. In general, this approach penalizes bad behavior. The production and consumption of harmful products costs more.